Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 518. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both available, and they're both free of charge, including the postage and handling. I have some Bible scriptures for you today, and a message. I've got letters and music. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. And Lord, open the windows of heaven. You said that we must receive the kingdom of heaven as though it were the little child, you. Or otherwise, we in no wise will be able to enter therein, into heaven. So many people, Lord, today are receiving you as the grown-up Jesus. That's totally impossible. We must receive you as the little babe. The kingdom of heaven is you. And so to receive the kingdom of heaven, we must receive it as though it were a little Christ child into our hearts and souls, so that it can begin to grow as we read the word, pray, and do the things that the Lord says for us to do. The word is Christ. And so when the word is born into us as the life-giving spirit, we're able to then begin feeding the Christ child that's in us until he gets big and strong, and then he gets stronger. We keep feeding, and you keep opening the scriptures to us to where we understand them much more, because we don't take in any heresy whatsoever. Because if we do, that has no virtue of any growing power, any power at all in us. This would anger you very much for us to receive heresy, and therefore we would backslide, and then we begin sinning again. And then we are no longer, we don't belong to you. You leave us. Your spirit leaves us, even as a babe. And we wist it not. We don't even know that you've left us. And so we are very cautioned very much to be humble and receive the scriptures as they are. In other words, we must be poor in spirit if we want to inherit the kingdom of God. So everyone, Lord, I pray that you show them this in your word and by the Spirit today, that we have to receive the scriptures as with a humble spirit, that we must receive the scriptures as though they are absolutely right, because there isn't any other right thing in the entire universe with the exception of you, the Word of God, who became flesh and dwelt among us. You became flesh and you dwelt among us. You, the Holy Spirit, all three of you are one, but you decided to come down to this world because all humanity was on its way to hell, and you decided to come back to this world, to come to this world as a little child, to show people that they too must become little children spiritually in order for them to enter into the kingdom of God. The spiritual realm, Father, and I know you know this, but I'm saying this for the people in the world. The spiritual realm is exceedingly different than the carnal world or the natural world, because the spiritual world is the supernatural world. And when we receive the supernatural Christ, we receive the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as a little babe. This is the kingdom of heaven. We're receiving it as though it were a little baby into us. Then we can begin growing. But we can't receive the kingdom of heaven as in its fullness, because we have to, like Jesus, study the Word and be faithful to it by doing what the Word says so that we can grow. There's no possible way to grow without that. And so, Lord, I pray that everyone will latch on to this message, that they may have eternal life, that they may enter therein into the kingdom of heaven. This is your judgment, and This is why we're not to judge at all, because we're entering the supernatural realm where we must receive your judgment and your judgment only. And that means to receive your word as the proper judgment and your word only. Father, I ask that this happens, that many souls will be saved today, and that the church, many of the church have backslidden, and there remains no more forgiveness for them, but many of the church has done it ignorantly, and I pray that they'll be able to come back into the realm before it's everlastingly too late. Lord God, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, here's our quartet to sing Jesus, and this is the real truth. This is, you're receiving this as a little baby, the kingdom of heaven like a baby, baby Jesus. Jesus, the word of God says that Jesus is coming soon, and this is our quartet to sing it for you.
Troublesome times are here,
filling men's
hearts with fear.
Freedom we
all hold dear,
now is that
stake.
Humbling your
heart to God,
saves from the
chastening rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or
night or noon.
Many room,
many there be the groom.
Trumpets will
sound.
All of the
dead shall rise.
Righteously
in the sky.
Going where no one dies.
Heavenward bound.
The love of so many called, losing their homes of gold. Listen, God's word is told. Evil's about. Signs come to pass near the end at last. It will come very fast. Trumpets will sound.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or
night or noon.
Many will meet
their
doom. Trumpets will sound.
And we're bound there because we received Christ, or the kingdom of heaven, as he was when he was a little child. Because Christ must be born in our heart as a babe. We're babes in Christ. Christ is a babe in us. And he wants to know if we want to grow up in him enough to where we're going to study the word of God and to obey what the word says. There are many people that are studying the Word of God, but they don't do anything that he says. And that is just a waste of time, folks. Just a waste of time. All right, we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lomo, receive my warm greetings from Malawi through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. Before I go any further, I would like to thank you very much for the cassette tapes that you
Not only raised from the dead, but he was seen many days thereafter, and then he ascended into the kingdom of heaven and now sits there as the intercessor to the Father, which he also is, to our prayers. And so we are able to communicate with him now, and he's become the life-giving spirit. He was only able to operate on this earth in time and space because he was only one son of God. He was the firstborn, the first only begotten son of God, but the Lord came into this world to get many sons and daughters, and so therefore he paid the price because he looked into the future and saw the millions of souls that he would bring to the Lord by to the kingdom of heaven by teaching the word, because he went up to the mountain and he began to teach in chapter 5 in the book of Matthew. And so he did all the things. He's done everything. He created the heavens, the earth, the fullness thereof. They decided, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to... They were the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God and still is God. And so in the first, that's the first verse in chapter 1 in the book of John. And then in the 14th verse it says, "And the Word became flesh." The Word became a human being, and he dwelt in fellowship with people on this earth to teach them that we must become as a little child, that we must receive the kingdom of heaven. He is the entire universe. He's the kingdom of heaven. We must receive him as a little child. And I'll read it for you. And that's in the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. And what does it say that? It says it right in verse 15, "And they brought unto him also infants," little babies. What are they bringing? They wouldn't even know who he is, they think, his disciples, "that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked the people that were bringing these little infants to him. But Jesus," now listen to this, "called them unto him and said, Hey, you suffer that all children to come to unto me. And forbid them not." You want to know why? "For of such is the kingdom of God. So for sure I tell you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God," in other words, me as a little child, a little infant, as a little child, a little infant, if you don't receive me as that way, then the kingdom of heaven that way, or me, I am the kingdom of heaven, "you shall not in no wise, in no way enter therein," the kingdom of heaven. So that's a must. You must receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child. And it's amazing how so many people fall short. They forget that they don't want to be little children. They don't want that you're getting into the supernatural realm, the spiritual realm. And you can fake all kinds of positions in the world, but you cannot fake one iota in the spiritual realm. You've got to start from the bottom up. There's certain people, the great imposter said he was a doctor. He was no doctor. He had a little book and told him how to take an appendix out of somebody, and he was crossing his fingers and everything, and they let him do it. He said he was the doctor. And there's a lot of doctors today that are quacks, and thousands of attorneys that are shysters. They'll tell you, there's no way that you're going to win this case unless you hire me. And then they're going to start mounting the bills up. $60,000, $200,000, $500,000, $250,000. And the Bible says that when they do that, they don't even lay one finger to it. You see them out on the golf course playing. So they're shysters. You say, well, this is rough language. Don't you ever call me Tony Alamo to do any attorney work for me, because you're calling us shysters. Well, repent from that, folks. You know, like I call on the greatest attorney in the whole universe. That's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
One of them tried to tell me to settle a case the other day, which we were not guilty of. And that just burned me up for when attorneys tell you to settle cases that you're not guilty of. I said, I will not. I'm not paying you $5,000 and them $5,000. I sent one of the boys from the church over there and explained the whole case that we weren't guilty at all. And they says, okay, pay $500. So we saved $10,000 minimum, okay? $9,500. Well, maybe I'll just send my boys out in the church to go in and handle these court cases. He did a way better job than the one in New York, okay? Okay, finish the letter.
I heard your voice and the good message on your tapes. Indeed, without trying to deceive you, I have felt that a great wind of change has been breathed into my heart. I feel a great change in my life now, especially through the prayer that you've included in it. I have made it my daily prayer. Last night, I had 10 visitors at my house. I urged them to hear the wonderful messages from your tapes. All of them seemed to love the messages, and we agreed that we should be meeting together every Sunday at my house to praise God and hear messages from your tapes and your literature. Dear Pastor, please send more of the following to me: CDs, literature, and some more cassette tapes, because there are a lot of people who would like to hear your messages and your literature. To tell you the truth, Pastor, I can see now that people's lives are changing since they started attending prayer meetings and hearing messages from your literature and your tapes and CDs at my house. I have a friend named Edward. He used to drink beer too much, and when he was drunk, he used to be quarreling with people over nonsense. But since he heard your messages, his life has changed, and he has stopped drinking. He also attends church every Sunday.
We can entitle this letter, Death to the Beer Companies. Right?
Amen.
That's why they started bringing all kinds of false accusations against us back in the 60s when we were winning all kinds of reprobates off the street, Sunset Strip. We were passing out literature, distributing my literature and other literature in front of the different skin flicks in the bars and all these topless bars and things where people smoke dope and all that out there. And so what happens, we won so many souls off the strip that the cops, the people that own these different firms, were paying the cops off to arrest us, to persecute us, to beat some of our people up in the church when they're in prayer meetings. They'd throw smoke bombs down in there. And now what they've done is they've accelerated the things they're saying that we do and that I've done. And they don't know us, and there isn't anything that they say. How in the world would I be able to bring so many messages? I bring messages every day. I answer phone calls all day. I listen to different people's requests and problems and pray. And I have to study a lot in order to bring these messages and seek the Lord as well. How could anybody be doing the things that they say that I am doing if I was doing, as you can see, that I'm doing all these things? And there's all kinds of business that I do, all kinds of different aspects of the attorneys I'm talking to all the time. And there's just like, you can tell that what the government is doing is they're inciting people in small towns where we have churches, and they're feeding them stories. You can tell that they're typed up by professionals, and they're saying all kinds of fallacy, just out and out lies, in order to just eventually, when the government comes in, and they'll just say, there's so many people saying bad things about you now, and we've ruined your church by telling all these lies. If this is what they're saying, if you tell enough lies about somebody, eventually somebody will believe them. Don't listen, you folks out there. If you want to go to the kingdom of heaven, don't believe them. Believe what I'm preaching here, because this is what I do. The people in my office, the people that are in my church, know that the things that they're saying are absolutely false.
Amen.
Now, they did this to all the prophets of the Lord. They told all kinds of lies about Jesus, and they're still doing it. They hate him so much. They're saying that he was married, and it's a dirty lie. Of course, we are married to him in the Spirit, and that's what he did. He was born of a virgin. He was the Holy Spirit. He now is the Holy Spirit, and this is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and there's no forgiveness for that in this world. We're in the world to come, and the very Spirit that was in Jesus is now in me and every other born-again Christian, because there's no possible way that we could put up with this, these things for love or money if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, living in us. And so we just keep preaching the gospel. And then I pray that the Lord God will destroy every one of these liars. This is the reason that the Bible said, no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven, or any false accuser that makes up a lie, because they're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire, where they'll be weeping and wailing and grinding on their teeth, and they'll be gnawing on their tongues for pain. So you people, if you want to go to heaven, knock it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can turn on these. I don't even read them because I don't use the Internet. But a lot of people say, oh, you should see what they're saying about you on the Internet. And I said, it's all false. So they say, yeah, we know it. But, you know, a lot of people out there, a lot of crackpots, they're going to believe that stuff. And they're going to try to crucify you. Well, ex-President Clinton tried to have me assassinated. And the people that he said that to, that he tried to hire, told him, I'm not doing that. He's squeaky clean. I've been around his church, and everybody loves him and knows that he's preaching the true gospel, and he's not doing anything wrong, and I'm not going to do it. So what they did is put his son in prison. And they let people out of prison if they'll lie about you. And then all these things add up because they stay on the Internet. And then other people read it and they say, oh, my God, this guy is worse than Hitler. But I never dreamed of doing any of the things that they're saying. I haven't even thought about it, and I don't want to even hear it because it's not true. And I just won't even honor them by reading that stuff. It's false. It's fake. And so let's finish reading the letter.
This has been a proof to me that you are indeed an anointed man of God.
Yeah, because people read my literature and he can see them being saved there. That ought to be proof enough that I'm of the Lord.
Amen.
It should be proof enough that hundreds of millions of souls are being saved. No reprobate would be winning souls. They don't have the Spirit of God. There's nobody to come to the Lord unless the Spirit of God is coming out of the person that's doing the preaching. A person that's not of the Lord cannot preach the gospel on a consistent basis, because the Spirit of God has to be living in you in order for you to be able, you have to have the Holy Spirit in order to give it away. And so I pump myself up with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, and therefore I also dispense the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. So if you're bringing accusations, false accusations against me, if you have real accusations, why don't those people sign the statements? There's some of them that are just out-and-out reprobates, and they know I'm not going to spend 2 cents on them. They're the only ones that put it out. But this is government, the international Roman Catholic government that is typing up different accusations for these low mentality people to put on the website so that they don't get blamed for it, because it's actually a law for law and for it's law, a law in the United States Constitution that you cannot favor any religion. I'm not a religion, I'm a salvationist. because religion is of the devil and salvation is of the Lord. And it's these demonic religionists that are writing these things up. A friend of mine came to visit me today, and he said he saw all that stuff, and he says, you can tell it's like a script. They write it up. Some people, they've hired satanic script writers to write up stories. These people never met you or anything. They don't know you. Like I said, I've got people that have known me for ever since I was like 7 years old that I still fellowship, and people that have been in business with me for years, and they think I'm a square, that I'm a cornball, that I never do anything like that. I never had. They never saw me do anything like that, and they will never see me do anything like that, that they're accusing me of. But I do what the Lord says I can do. And, you know, and I preach the gospel, even though people don't like it. And that's just too bad. Because there's no forgiveness for the sin that you're committing here in this world or in the world to come. It's blasphemy of the spirit that's in me. Okay? Because I'm preaching the actual spiritual babe of Christ. And I also preach junior of Christ and the senior of the Christ and the fullness of Christ as well. I am probably the most versed preacher that you can understand on this side of eternity. I was called by God, and if you think I want to destroy my place in the kingdom of heaven for women or anything like that, you're sick in your rotten head, all of you. All right, so let's continue on.
Once again, I thank you very much for sharing the Word of God through your cassettes and literature. Please pass my warm greetings to all the members of your ministry. May the Almighty God be with you all the time. I am looking forward for your response. Yours faithfully, Love More from Rumphi, Malawi, Africa.
Okay, well, your greetings have been passed on to everyone because it's on tape, and everyone in my church listens to these tapes. And praise the Lord for you, brother or sister, whoever. Is it a brother or a sister?
A brother.
Okay, now do you have another letter?
Yes, it's a witnessing response from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
A Hispanic lady called the 24-hour prayer and witnessing line asking for prayer. She said she has been saved for about 7 years. She was handed a piece of literature a while back and just took it home without reading it. She just picked it up last night and read it, and she said everything in it, the testimonies and the message, really spoke to her heart. She said it was just what she needed.
But you know, there's reprobates in this world that only believe lies. They love a lie because they have such inferior complexes that they are as evil as they are, and they just love to take up lies that people print. Even Larry Hagman, who is a friend of mine, the one who was in Dallas, the TV program Dallas, I made designed clothing for him. He stated he sued Confidential Magazine, and he got $500,000 from them. And I said, well, what did they say you did? And he says he came up to me real close in my face and had this anger. He says they told a lie that I nailed little birds to trees, that I put nails through their wings. And I says, my God, I mean, I could tell this man really loves little birds and stuff. And they lied about him, and it's infuriating, all right, but I know that my reward is extremely great for receiving persecution, because I know that God is with me, and God has dropped dead 16 people out here in this little town for abusing, for saying false things about me. And I'll guarantee you there's something wrong with somebody in your family, if not yourself, and you're going to die very soon if you don't knock it off and repent of it. If you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you don't even think about repenting. It's impossible on this earth and at the in the kingdom of God on the judgment day. Okay, keep going.
Then she saw the 24-hour prayer line number and she called. We prayed, and it sounded like she really got a touch from the Lord. She was weeping and really praising and thanking the Lord. She said her husband left her about a year ago because of the stand that she is taking. She has two teenage boys, aged 15 and 16, and they are really striving to serve the Lord as well. She wants to get more of your literature in Spanish and English and said she would listen to the radio program there in Brooklyn.
That's fantastic. Very good. It's just wonderful. Okay, right now, let's go to Jude. Over to Jude. Jude vividly describes the apostates, the false, fallen away Christians, in terms of their character and unconscionable acts. Because fallen away people are the worst detriment to the house of God that could ever be. First of all, they fall away because they forget. They never let Jesus grow up to a little child. They never accepted him as an infant, and if they did, they never allowed him. They didn't have patience. In your patience, the Bible says. The Bible says, in your patience, keep your soul possessed. Possess ye your souls. And so they didn't allow the Lord to grow up in them. Because as an infant, then they have to become a baby that crawls around, then a toddler. And this is a supernatural toddler in them. And then supernaturally, they start eating stronger food because the Word of God states that His Word is food and drink. That's why the Lord said in the sixth chapter of John that you must drink, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Well, so we know that the Word of God is meat then. It is food, spiritual food. So eating His flesh, because the Word is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The Word is Jesus. So when you're reading or hearing the bread of life, the Word of God, Jesus Himself, well, then you're receiving food, spiritual food, and blood of Jesus, the Spirit, is also the drink. You have to drink Him in as a spiritual thing. You have to receive Him just like you would receive food for your natural body. You have to also take in spiritual food and drink on a daily basis if you want to continue growing. And if you stop reading and you stop eating the food of God, the body of Christ, and the blood of Jesus, well, then you stop growing and you leave your first estate. You forget that you didn't learn anything as an infant, and so therefore you walk away from salvation because you didn't have enough patience to possess your soul. You didn't have enough patience to let Christ grow up in you. You didn't have enough patience to go through trials and tribulations. Because Jesus went through trials and tribulations, and He wants us to go through the same thing so that we can grow up as a strong warrior in the Lord. And so that all starts out at infancy, and then toddlership, and then a young boy, and then a young man or woman. And then as a stronger man, as you get older and older and older, stronger and stronger. And if you lose your patience, if you don't continue to the end, well, your soul will be lost. But there's a lot of people, it says, that are unconscionable. And we can see the unconscionable acts, their character. Yeah, this is in terms of their character and unconscionable acts, their evil acts. The things that they did, their activities. Go to the book of Jude and be ready to read the scriptures that I went over with you before we started. So, and it's their activities. This, if you read the Bible, and you must if you want to continue to the end, for the power that is in the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's like a hammer that breaks the rocks, your rocky heart. So this you find in verses 4. Okay, read 4, 8, and 10.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
Certain men, these people that never received Christ, the kingdom of heaven, as a Christ, a little child. Then what?
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Okay, because they were the fallen angels. They followed Lucifer, who became Satan, or the devil, out of the kingdom of heaven. So read that again. That who did what? That who were what?
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Yeah, in old time it tells about the devils that followed Satan, right?
Amen.
So they're still wandering around the earth looking for weak vessels, people that don't have any patience. And the Bible says if you want to have patience, you're going to have some tribulation. Because tribulation makes you to have patience. So in your tribulation, possess your souls patiently. Go through tribulations. Don't think, oh, God is against you. No, he's trying to put you through some fire so that you'll have some strength in you, so that you'll know you're saved. Then what?
Ungodly men turning the grace of our God
into the power of your God, of God. The grace is power. Then what? What verse are you on?
Verse 4.
Okay, keep going.
Turning the power of our God into lasciviousness.
Yeah, the power of God into, like, well, you know, we can have sex, illicit sex, without being married. We can be lesbians. We can be homosexuals. We can steal and lie, and because God is a forgiving God. He forgives us of all of our sins. That should be enough. All the filthy sins that we did while we were yet sinners. But he's not going to allow you to change the Word of God into lasciviousness. You're not going to change the child Jesus into lasciviousness, which is every kind of fornication and lesbianism and adultery and homosexualities. You can't do that and be saved, friend. Okay, then what?
And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, he's the only one that is the Lord, the boss, and he says you can't do that. And this is him talking right here through the apostle. Then what?
Verse 8. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh.
Do you think that the Lord's going to let filthy dreamers go into the kingdom of heaven?
No.
And he knows we're like computers, and he's a major computer up there taking everything. The minute you think something, it's down. So I'll say, people say, there's people say, oh, people think that God is just waiting. He doesn't have to wait. It just goes down on the computer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not waiting to pounce on you. You're pouncing on yourself when you do these things. Then what?
Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion.
Oh, how do they defile the flesh? By being homosexuals, lesbians, fornicators, adulteresses, and adulterers. Yeah, they defile their flesh. And then what does it say?
Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion.
Despising dominion. Well, the Bible says that we have to give, we have to surrender ourselves under the dominion of people that God has called to get your soul into the kingdom of heaven. They're the ones that are the governors in this world to get your soul into heaven. The governor of every state in the union or any president, they're nothings because they're not spiritual. They're doing every ungodly thing on the face of this earth. But we ministers and pastors and prophets, we are the ones that are the have the dominion, the power and dominion of God in us to tell you the right thing to do. And God wouldn't choose a reprobate, like they say that some of us Christians are, to bring you to order. Would I be a reprobate and be trying to bring you to order?
Mm-hmm.
I would be a hypocrite then, and all hypocrites shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. I'm not going to be a hypocrite, folks. My life is in danger, really, all the time. If it weren't for the Lord, they would kill me because I'm against the actual power of darkness everywhere, everywhere in the universe and right here on this planet. So, of course, I'm telling the truth about them, and so they have to do something. They have to make up lies. And they get professional writers to write up different things to say about me. You'd think that people would wise up and know that there's no person on the face of this earth that does the things that they're accusing me of, especially anyone that's preaching the gospel. Now, I wonder why they didn't hit Billy Graham like that or any other major prophet or teacher or preacher. It's because they don't have it, kids. They don't really have it. They're not telling you who the devil is or that the Vatican is where Satan sits. That's his seat. They don't tell you any of these things. Ask Billy Graham. Billy Graham is joining the Catholics. He worships the Pope. This can't be a man of God, and yet all these preachers tell you that he's a man of God. He has preached some good salvation messages, but he leads everybody astray by telling you to just go to some church. And he tells you that he exalts all the different ministers that are Catholic, that say they're Protestant. So they're lying to you. Then what?
Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion.
Yep, and they hate government, dominion. They don't like God's dominion to be over them. And the dominion, the people in this world that are the leaders, are the ministers of the gospel. Not every minister, because the Bible states that the people, there's many people that are preaching and teaching, but they're teaching the wrong thing. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And how much more his ministers? There are more satanic ministers on earth today than there are ministers of God. There is just, everywhere I look, it's just ministers of the devil. Okay, then what?
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities.
Right, they're speaking. Now, you know, the Lord called me from heaven, and then he told me, you're preaching the right thing, so don't be afraid to do interviews. Susie used to always stop me from doing interviews because she said, you're brutally honest. And she said, don't do interviews. But after she died, the Lord told me, come on, you've got the right doctrine. Go ahead and start doing interviews. And I did them for years until the federal government said, don't say anything good or bad about Tony Alamo. And and the federal government is going from one station to the other. And I know, and to police departments and everything, because I know because my nephew is a sheriff. He says, Uncle, they're saying that you're a pinko, and they're saying that you're this, that you're worse than Adolf Hitler. And he says, you won my soul to the Lord. And I know that's not true. I know you ever since I was a little baby. And the people that were in prison with me, they said, we know that you just start talking about the Lord all the time. You're in your cell. One of them was here today, just visiting me, and he flew out. He was here yesterday and today, and he left. And so the people that know me know that these things are not true. And if you don't want to go to hell for receiving false doctrine and false accusations, the Bible says if you're going to bring false accusations against a pastor or a teacher, you have to bring two or more witnesses, not ungodly witnesses, was talking about people that are filled with the Holy Spirit and are doing a work of God. Bring them in here and let's see. But no one has offered to do that yet. Okay, what else you have?
Verse 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's these people, these government agents are writing up stuff. They've never met me or anything. and they don't know me. And they're writing evil things about me and handing it to the low-class people, where the Bible calls them rabble, the dogs. And the dogs love to buy, you know, a different smut on people because they despise their own lives. They know they're not happy, so they try to bring people of the Lord down to their own guttural level. There, the Bible calls them trash or chaff. He calls them dogs, goats, dogs that have returned to their vomit if they've ever been saved, and pigs. They were once washed and now they're wallowing in the mire. He calls them vipers, snakes of their father the devil. Keep reading.
But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves.
Okay. What verse was that now?
Verse 10.
Okay, now verse 16, 18, and 19.
These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.
Yeah, in other words, the government gives them advantage. They pay them off. They let them have tax breaks. They let them out of prison. They give them all kinds of benefits. Like they'll give them 10% or more for saying that you definitely know that somebody has not paid their taxes. And you saw them counting millions of dollars and stuff like that, and it never happened. We over here are living from day to day. The money that comes in has to be paid. The bills have to be paid to be on the air and all the other things. And it's a struggle, but I just praise and thank the Lord for it. I'm happy about it. It doesn't make any difference to me. And they hate that. It frightens them. Because they see the people that are dropping dead like flies. And next it will be you, because we're living in the same, under the same promises of God, where he states that anyone that is my enemy is his enemy too.
Amen?
Amen. And anyone that fights against me are fighting against him. And let me warn you that he has never lost a battle before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know, you know, even after the Lord kills you, smites you, wipes you off the map, some of your trash is still going to be on the internet, I suppose. And you're going to wish it wasn't there when you're screaming your head off down in hell, chewing your tongue and grinding your teeth. Okay, what else?
Remember, this is verse 18, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts.
Yeah, they're mockers. They're just making up stuff. And they're walking after their own lusts. That's what they want to do, is they just want to destroy something. Because they don't have two nickels to rub together. And they don't work. They're on welfare. After the tax money that I pay and other people that I like myself. They're on welfare. They even accuse me of not paying taxes. That I told that I will trade tax bills with anyone in Fort Smith, Arkansas during the time they were saying that. Nobody came and offered to do it. Okay, then what?
Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
Right. Sensual. They think they're loverly. They just think they're so lovely or loverly, but they don't have the Spirit of God. The little babe Jesus, in other words, the kingdom of heaven as a little babe, has never been received into them. And I'm not saying anything that's untrue, and therefore I pray, you know, that they will accept the little babe or Jesus or the kingdom of heaven as a little babe in them so that they can be saved. And stop trying to be the ruler. You don't know what's being done over here. We have people in and out of our house all the time, in our office, in our facilities, and there's not one of them that will agree with you. Okay, there's none of them that will agree. Even some of the rabble, I've invited them over here. We have a little merry-go-round in the back. It's a full-size merry-go-round, really. And they wanted to bring their grandchildren and ride on it, and I let them do it. So, you know, how bad can you be if you're letting people use your merry-go-round? I'm saying that as a joke, okay? But they came over, and they came into the kitchen. I drank coffee with them, introduced them to the people in the house, and everything, that person has never attacked us yet again. On the top of all these things that she just read, he borrowed from nature to illustrate. Right. In futility of their teachings. Verse 12 and 13.
These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds.
Yeah, they're speaking, but there's nothing that they're speaking that has the truth. So that's considered clouds without water. That's dry. They're dead, twice plucked up in. While Jude never commented on the specific content of their false teaching, it was enough to show us, or enough to demonstrate to us, that their degenerate personal lives and fruitless ministries betrayed their attempts to teach false doctrine or error in the church, and to teach it as though it were the truth. What this does is it puts an emphasis on the character of these people, repeats the constant theme regarding false teachers, their personal corruption. And I'm out of time. And so would you like to receive the Lord Jesus as a harmless little babe into your heart, so that Christ, the living God, can start growing up in you, so that you can be saved and receive the patience that it takes to continue on the Lord? If you do, say this prayer. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raise Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, and Holy Spirit. Come in, all of you, at the same time, because you are one. You will and wash all my filthy sins away. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. I'm accepting you as the kingdom of heaven, as a little baby. Therefore, I know you will not turn me away. You will not do anything like that, because you say all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now get into the word, start praising and thanking the Lord, and let Christ, the kingdom of heaven, grow in you until it is the full kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name. Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 518.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of how to receive the kingdom of heaven into you as a little child, and for it to grow, and to Christ to grow and grow and grow until it's the fullness of Christ. And powerful messages from the Lord. Do you believe that? Yes, receive it. Now here is our quartet again to sing, Christ's blood washes whiter than snow. It says his blood washes whiter than snow, but it means Christ's blood washes whiter than snow.